Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Steve Palazzolo joins us, 33rd team, one of our favorites. Steve, who won the Steelers-Cowboys trade of George Pickens and why?
Oh, always has to be a winner and a loser, huh?
Yes. This is sports talk radio, Steve. You know better.
Well, you can say Cowboys both teams win. Won it or both teams lost, but it can't be a tie.
Both. I mean, if George Pickens, if everything ran its course in Pittsburgh, then the Steelers did well to get a 3-5 and exchange, you know, through the six pack. That's a decent return. If you knew it wasn't going to work out, I don't know enough about that internally. On paper, I think it would have worked out. I mean, on paper, I would have liked to see George Pickens and DK Metcalf, and if it's Rodgers throwing them the ball. And then from a Dallas perspective, they had a massive need at wide receiver two, and they fill it. And so now the Steelers have a massive need at wide receiver two. And I would say from a Pittsburgh perspective, if the goal is to set up for 26 and 27, as far as the draft goes, they're in really good shape for that. So that feels like a win for the Steelers.
Steve, what do you attribute maybe the curious timing of this deal when a lot of people felt like the Steelers were pretty set on trying to get it done during the draft?
I have a feeling Dallas really wanted Teterowo McMillan as their wide receiver too. So my read on it is Dallas would have loved to have McMillan at 12. He's their wide receiver too. They would have filled their guard need later, maybe in the second round. And then they wouldn't have to force the trade, or maybe they would have used the trade cap, you know, draft capital to trade for a guard. I don't think this happens if a different draft pick is made by the Cowboys. So I think that's what happened. And I think from a Pittsburgh perspective, I don't think they cared a ton about this year's draft when, you know, maybe next year's draft is the place where they can start maneuvering to go find that quarterback. So I think that's why it ends up working out after the draft.
If you were Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin, would you be more into focusing on winning as much as you can in 2025 or doing what you praised them for before, and that's building up draft capital for 2026 and 2027?
Yeah, in my seat where I don't have the pressure of being the GM or the head coach, I always look to next year. I am always okay with looking to next year. Not always, but like when the roster's in this position, when the quarterback situation is in this position. I don't know. At this point, I don't know about the benefit of having Rodgers and trying to squeeze out another 9 or 10 wins. And I would love to see the Steelers flip it forward, look at 26. I think they've got a great young foundation from drafting the last few years. Continue to build on that and then put yourself in position, because the QB classes of 26 and 27 look much better. And, you know, maybe that's the place to go and the thing to focus on. I'd be all for looking a year ahead, especially where the Ravens and Bengals are in their lifespans. I mean, I think the Bengals should be, they're always going to be competitive with Burrow. They shouldn't be as bad as they were last year, and they were on the cusp. And then the Ravens, you know, they're tough to beat. I would look to next year.
Steve, when you consider like the Steelers wide receiver room, just as it is now, no Pickens, does anybody there, because I around here, oh, Roman Wilson's going to have a much bigger role. Is there anybody that even you can squint and say could be an unconventional but effective wide receiver two next to DK Metcalf?
Well, I was a Roman Wilson fan coming out, and even I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, of course, just let him run with it. You know, I would much rather Roman Wilson in the number three role and then trying to steal snaps. So, no, I mean, the other thing about DK is he's always had Tyler Lockett, and then last year had Jaxon Smith-Njigba kind of take those snaps. We've never seen DK Metcalf as the guy without some sort of running mate. So that would be the other scary thing. But, look, I like Calvin Austin a little bit. I like Roman Wilson a little bit. I don't see any of those guys being a high-end number two. Robert Woods is probably past his time to be able to do that. So, no, I don't see a good, dependable number two. Much like Van Jefferson, I don't think was a good, dependable number two last year.
All right, here's a list I was given for potential outside the organization wide receiver two pickups the Steelers could make. And you, Steve Palazzolo, tell me which one you like the most. Amari Cooper, Keenan Allen, Alan Lazard, Romeo Dobbs, Gabe Davis.
Oh, it's going to be Lazard, isn't it? It's going to be Lazard for Rodgers running a million slants again, isn't it? Oh. I would say Amari Cooper, but, you know, he's losing a step a little bit. I kind of get Keenan Allen, but I'm not going out of my way to get him. Who else was I missing in there? I mean,
Dobbs,
Gabe
Davis
is a good Dobbs is the most interesting one to me. And he's got a little history with Rodgers. Dobbs is the most interesting one to me because he might be pushed out of Green Bay. I think he's year three out of four here coming up. And I think he's got some ability to separate and get open. He's outstanding in August. He's Mr. August to me. Always tears it up in training camp. And he's a solid receiver during the season. I would say Dobbs is most interesting.
Hey, Steve, to go back to what Andrew said just about like the way you would try to handle things this year as far as setting the Steelers up for the next year or two, would you be still, if you were in that chair, now you don't have that pressure, but if you were in that GM's chair, would you be looking to shop TJ Watt, especially with them taking Sawyer? You might get more, even more build up here and could have two just lights out drafts if you really wanted to because of the capital you might get, or no?
Now I would be. I know a couple weeks ago I was talking about re-signing him, but I was working under the impression that they might draft a QB and maybe have that guy that they're trying to build around. I would be really interested in the full rebuild. Let Cam Hayward kind of play things out. I would be interested in the TJ Watt trade at this point and going all in, you know, get 12 draft picks. They have five in the first three rounds right now, or four in the first three rounds?
First, a second, and three thirds right now for next year.
Three thirds. Okay. I mean, just load up, man. I mean, and plus the teams you might be competing with for quarterbacks next year, the Browns have two firsts, the Rams have two firsts. I'm not saying next year is like the 83 draft class, but the next couple of years, a lot more talented quarterbacks are coming out, and just putting yourself in position to draft one of those guys is going to be huge. So I would be really intrigued by that if I was a Steelers. I would make that move right now to build for the future and look to offload some assets.
Steve, I'm going to quote here Mike Florio, your friend from Pro Football Talk. He came on with us yesterday, and he said, the 49ers would love to dump Brandon Ayuk's contract on the Pittsburgh Steelers. What are your thoughts?
I have to look at the structure. I can't imagine that is fiscally sound for the Niners after they just re-signed him. That's why you don't see a lot of big-name trades in the NFL, because the team has to eat so much cap. I can't imagine that would make sense. Yes. Especially when it just happened, right? They do it at the end of the contract.
Steve, I've got good news for you. Right now, the dead cap number for Ayuk in 2025 is a casual $65.2 million.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Yeah, it makes no sense. There's no, like, so no. Ooh. I mean, that was like the random guy throwing Dak Prescott trade rumors over there. Like, yes, if you want your entire cap going to dead money for Dak Prescott, yeah, of course he'll get traded.
Well, that's
not happening.
How about the one that Steelers fans like to throw around? And that's, could they coax the Dolphins into trading Tyreek Hill to the Steelers? You want to respond to that one?
I mean, if you're going for it for this year, maybe. Yeah. I mean, again, like, you got to come to the conclusion, hey, if we're going for it this year, yeah, that'd be intriguing. Hey, go cover Tyreek Hill and DK Metcalf with maybe Rodgers throwing them the ball. But I wouldn't give up a ton for that. I would have my eye toward 26 and 27 if I'm the Steelers.
Just for the record, his dead cap is $56.9 million.
Man.
Like, why would that even be considered for the Niners? They just re-signed him, which is why that number is so high. So I would say that's
When I was that's just to be happening. Clear, I was saying that the Tyreek Hill dead cap is 56 points.
Tyreek. Ayuk's
is even higher. Yeah, it's 65 for Ayuk and 56 for Tyreek still, which
but
is kind of.
But
wild.
I've heard Dolphins insiders say they think that Miami would trade Tyreek Hill if they got the right offer. I just don't know what the right offer is for him.
There's a lot that feels all. Like he may have run his course over there, and the Dolphins went for it. They did one of those go for it moves, right? Jalen Ramsey, Tyreek Hill. They're starting to pay for it with a lack of depth. So I could see them trying to reset things a little bit.
Steve, just a very fun spitball here. Blind guess. You've only seen the one of these two guys play a couple of games in college. The other one has not played that many more. But to me, I think they're going to be the two most talented prospects who could come out in either next year's draft or 27's draft. Arch Manning or Lenoris Sellers. If I could guarantee you that the Steelers could get one of them, who would you want the Steelers to get?
Sellers is going to get so much hype this year, I think. I'll go Arch right now because I do think eventually he'll become that guy. Also, I'm a Florida fan, so DJ Lagway, 2027. Put all your assets into that. 2027, go get Lagway. He's the guy.
Steve Palazzolo, 33rd team. Thank you, Steve.
Yep, thanks, guys.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.